This is the January 23rd, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearings before us involve petitions 284 through 288 for property IDs 108146042, 108146044, 108146045, 108146046, and 149111005. These properties are owned by Sharon J. Davenport. Board members present by video conference are John Rose, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have Greg Peterson here from the Assessor's Office, and we have Sharon Davenport here for the appellant. If you could please both raise your right hands to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to let you go ahead and explain your appeal. I'm going to ask, your appeal is essentially the same on all of the properties that you have. Is that correct?
That's correct. They are all together in one industrial park, Luke Law Industrial Park. They are all pretty much built about the same time, so all the information is fairly much the same with each warehouse. So,
okay. So we have your package, and we have the appeal form. And we have the lease agreements that you put in there, and we have the operating statements that you put with them. So focus on the things that you want us to focus on, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay, well, basically, it's the same information that I put down on the appeals, is that, well, our leases are gross leases. They're old buildings. They're about 50 years old. We are not able to charge the same amount of rent as some of the newer warehouses that have been built in the area. And the increase in the property taxes, well, is almost double on each warehouse. And I don't believe that we are able to raise our lease rates enough to cover the increase in property taxes. You go to our current tenants and all of a sudden almost double their lease terms, I think would be very difficult, and we could end up with many vacancies. So that's basically my issue, is because of we do have gross leases. If we have triple net, it's not a concern, and you just pass along the increase in property tax. Then once again, you watch your tenants leave. So that's my premise on this appeal, is that we're not able to increase. We can increase them some, but we've never appealed or had any concerns with the increase in taxes every year, because I understand everything goes up, but the increase this year was huge, and that is my concern.
Okay. I'm just looking at 284. So I mean, I guess your valuation went from 1,094 to 1,892.
Which one are you looking at?
It's case number 284, which is.
Can you give me an address?
Yeah. Well, maybe I can. These aren't on McGilvery, are they?
No, they're on off St. John's.
No. Is it? McGilvery is my billing address.
7000 Northeast 40th.
Building?
Building B.
Okay. That way I can pull, so we're all talking the same information.
Yeah, I'm looking at the notice of value from the county. It went from 1,094 all the way up to 1892. 1,000,000.
Correct.
I was just trying to understand where you're getting the double, you know, and I see now what is almost double. How long-term are your leases?
Usually 3 years.
Okay, then how do you get from, so you have the operating statements in there, and how do you get from there to a value that you've set on them?
Pardon? I'm confused.
How do you get from the information you provided to the value? You valued it 1,149,210.
Well, I just went through like a normal increase that we normally have every year according to the cost of living, how everything has been increased. And that's how I came up to, I think I used the same percentages on all of the appeals to allow for the increase in costs. I just can't imagine that the increase in costs in the county have escalated that much, that our values have increased that much in every warehouse.
Okay, I mean, understand that the assessor has the obligation to assess properties at the fair market value at the date of assessment, and they determine the fair market value based on either what similar properties have sold at or what the earning power of those properties are in the case of earning properties. So all of your cases are premised on the same thing, that they all went up by a large amount. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I don't know about commercial properties. Seems like there's kind of hit and miss on that, but in the residential section, the year before, not necessarily the 2022, but the year before that, the property values had been jumping pretty dramatically over time. I don't think the commercial properties quite had that kind of jump, but that accounts for some of the increases in values that you may have caught up with that increase in values. So do you want to go do anything particular with any of the properties, the other properties, that's different than that, what you just described, or would you like to hear from the assessor?
Well, they're all pretty much the same kind of buildings. My father was Oscar Luke Law, and he was the one that built the industrial park. And then my husband, James Davenport, built one of the warehouses and helped my dad near the end of the development of the park. So we've been involved with this for a very long time, and we've always thought that the rental rates were concurrent with other properties in the area, and we've tried to keep those rates around that amount in order to keep the spaces leased. You start having a warehouse space that's vacant for 6 months, that's a huge loss in income. And that's, you know, that's our concern, is that all of a sudden with the increase in the rents, which we have not negotiated new leases on any of ours that have expired because of this appeal. So we do plan on increasing the rent, the lease terms to the tenants, but I don't think that we can increase the lease terms enough to cover the increase in the taxes. And once again, I do understand there are new warehouses that have been built in the area, and they are new, and they have much more to offer than we do. We don't have the nice lobby areas in the front. Most of the warehouses are just concrete tailtops. And if they will.
Okay. John and Lisa, do you guys have any questions at this point, or do we want to hear from Greg and then we'll sum up some questions at that point?
Okay.
I have no questions for Sharon at this time.
Okay.
No, nor do I.
Greg, maybe you could go ahead and explain how you got your numbers and what might account for the large increase in value.
Yeah, so this area was part of our physical reappraisal in 2023. And in preparation for the reappraisal in the St. John's industrial area, which is essentially kind of mini Haha north of 76th in that area.
Excuse me. Could you start from the beginning, please? I lost you.
Okay. Sorry. If I'm cutting out someone.
That's okay. Smaller.
So this was part of our, these properties were part of our physical reappraisal that we conducted in 2023, where we reestablished values based upon the most current market evidence. And that physical area is approximately Minnehaha north to 76th Street, as far east as Andreessen, and as far west as just a little past St. John's is that block of area. And in preparation for that physical reappraisal and conducting some sales research and, see what things are leasing for, I knew that things were going to pop in that area pretty substantially. The industrial warehouse market in Clark County is perhaps the strongest market in Clark County of all the sections. You'll see that just by the number of new warehouses that are being built everywhere you look. There's been over 2 million square feet of industrial warehouse square footage added over the last couple of years. And that shows that there is just a big demand for that type of product in Clark County. That being said, I wouldn't want to compare the subject properties to a new warehouse, as Ms. Davenport noted. They're older warehouses, but that doesn't mean there still isn't a market for them. These valuations basically come down to, typically industrial warehouses like this are leased on a triple net lease where many of the expenses are passed on to the tenants, whereas the appellant has leased these historically on more of a gross lease where she's paying those expenses. And that's atypical of this market. And that's a business decision she's making to do that. It's just not typical of these types of properties. In addition, the lease rates that she's charging for these properties is again a business decision. They're substantially below market value for what properties are leasing for. In fact, her gross lease rates are less than what many triple net lease rates are. You'd expect a triple net lease to be substantially lower because the tenant's paying expenses on top of that lease. But in this situation, the appellant is charging a lower lease rate and then also paying expenses. And that's kind of what it comes down to. That being said, I'd like to just speak to some evidence I provided. The easiest summary to look at would be in the packet information. It's called the Davenport spreadsheet. And it's just a one sheet spreadsheet. Let me pull it up here. That lists the subject properties, and then below it lists some warehouse sales. Do you folks have that piece of paper in front of you?
Do you have a page number or anything?
It's just in the evidence, I just listed as Davenport spreadsheet. And I can't share a screen, can I?
I'll give you that power, Greg, and it should be near the beginning, you all. It's one that all the properties shared, so.
Well, the one says cases 284 to 288, assessor evidence, and there's subject properties and then warehouse sales below.
That's the evidence I'm speaking to. That
okay.
It's just one page.
It doesn't say Davenport on it anywhere.
So. Yeah, I apologize. I must have cut it off in the old cut and paste method here. So in on that spreadsheet, I'm listing what the properties are valued at, some of the data, and then the information that the appellant provided regarding their actual lease rates. The second to the last column, actual net operating income, that's the actual income provided by the appellant. And their actual operating income was just over $600,000. In our market valuation of this property, we estimated about the same, within $1,000 at $599,530. So their low lease rates are supporting the same valuation we're coming up with. And it's just a matter of maybe being disconnected from the market. That being said, the income approach is only as good as the sales it supports. So the warehouse sales listed below, those four sales, were the four most comparable warehouse sales I could find that were older warehouse properties that had similar sizes or as much as close as possible. And if you look at what those properties are selling at on a per square foot basis, on the last column, the range is $89 a foot to $111 a foot. And if you look at what we have the properties assessed at, which is in the spreadsheet above on the total AV per square foot, we're valuing this on average $70 a square foot. So we are essentially undervaluing these properties based upon the sales. The sales are indicating 89 to 111. We have them on average valued at $70 a foot. So it's just a situation where these properties, there's a business decision made by the owners to lease the properties a certain way, but that's not what the market is telling us about that particular property.
And are you saying that these are typically triple net leases?
A typical warehouse lease is a triple net lease where the tenant pays a lease rate to the owner and then most of the expenses are passed on to the tenant, property taxes, utilities, those types of things. The only thing on a typical expenses that would be paid by the owner on a triple net would be like basic maintenance to the shell. Like, does it need paint? Does it need a roof? Those types of things. But the daily operating expenses of the warehouse, those expenses are passed on to the tenant on a triple net. And these properties are being leased on a gross lease where the owner is paying those expenses. And that's her decision to do that, to manage her properties. But that is not how these properties would trade if they were listed for sale. And I did provide in the evidence for each property a list of what these types of properties are leasing for, and they all the asking leases are just greater than what the owner is obtaining on these properties.
So basically, I understand we are charging, you know, our rate is not high enough and we need to increase it. I'm just not too sure that I can almost double. Because yours averaged out on the front page at about 90 cents a square foot on a gross lease. And on a net, 70 to 75 cents a square foot.
Yeah, the 75 cents is a very typical rent for a property like that. That's right there in the meat of the data, 75 cents a foot on a triple net lease. And on a gross lease, you would ask for substantially more because you're paying those expenses. And there is some evidence of gross leases on these types of properties, but it's limited because they just typically don't rent that way. Okay. But I would say you could typically expect a gross lease to lease for between 15% and 25% more per foot, you'd ask, mm-hmm. for a gross lease to cover those expenses.
Right.
And again, the market and the industrial market in Clark County is just Clark County is not mirroring the rest of the country in so many markets, and warehouse is one of them. It's a strong market, and even older properties are selling for robust sums. The on that first spreadsheet that we discussed on those four sales, that sale number one is the closest in proximity to the subject. It's just, it's a mile away off at Minnehaha. And it's a 70s built industrial park. And it's about the same size, a little smaller than the subject. The subject's 112,000 square feet, and it's 108,000 square feet. But it's an older property with older buildings, and it sold for $89 a foot. And I'm
wasn't that Mike Grimm's property?
That's the old Grimm property. Mm-hmm. And we're assessing the subject properties on average $70 a foot. I mean, if we were, you know, if I was over that amount, we wouldn't even be talking right now. I would have just adjusted this and moved on. But there was just so much overwhelming evidence that the market valuation that we have in place is justified based upon the income approach and the sales approach. And I completely understand. You see that increase, and you know, I'm keenly aware of that, and I expected these appeals, but I am hamstrung by the law of assessing at market value, and going in, the values were just substantially low, just undervalued based upon the evidence.
And are you saying that the property value increase from last year to this year, mm-hmm, is accounted for in the fact that there's a strong market for this type of property in Clark County?
Yes, the industrial market. We're just seeing unprecedented sales in the industrial market. We're seeing properties being built. There's a warehouse out here by me on 164th. It's a spec warehouse. They don't even have a tenant, and it's 500,000 square feet, and they're building it on spec because they know they're going to fill it. Mm-hmm. And part of that's a proximity to Portland, where, you know, Oregon's kind of crazy right now, and people are, you know, the markets are moving to Washington. You know, we have that benefit of living here without the income tax. So we're seeing some of that, but the market for industrial properties and commercial properties in general is very strong in the county.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual. I mean, if you drive out in regular other communities where you see warehouses, you see warehouse after warehouse that are for lease that haven't been leased up. So it's kind of strange that Clark County would be so strong.
Yeah, there's a demand for it, and they can't be, you know, and they can't be built fast enough. And then some jurisdictions have put a moratorium on warehouses, which pushes them to look elsewhere to buy land in the county. Like Vancouver put a moratorium for a while. And then so the county jurisdictions received a bunch of permitting for warehouses. So it's just a strong market, which is great. It's a good problem to have if you own an industrial park. You know, you have that demand. I do believe that the subject properties, you know, of course, I'm not the owner of the property. I don't know them as well as Ms. Davenport, but I do believe that she could garner a lease rate substantially higher than she's getting currently. But again, you know, there's something to be said for long-term tenants. They don't move. I totally get that. But that's a business, that's a managerial decision that unfortunately I can't take into consideration in the market valuation of the property.
Now, do the commercial properties or industrial properties, do they have the same 6-year cycle on revaluations?
So we're required by law to do a physical appraisal once every 6 years. But we do a physical reappraisal in commercial and industrial once every 4 years, because we find that if we leave it 6 years, we're missing the boat. So we are doing it every 4 years, and then because the market has been so strong, we've been doing some statistical studies and adjusting the non-reval areas up through some annual adjustment, but those adjustments are fairly conservative. But we do a physical reappraisal every 4 years, and this property, and that's been that way now for, well, at least a dozen years. We've been doing it on that interim.
So you do some estimation and just do an index type increase every year based on what you see in the market.
For the three cycles, yeah, for the three cycles that are outside of physical reappraisal, we just found that if we didn't do in this market that's been so strong, if we just ignored those properties for 3 years, when we get there to physical reappraisal, what we're doing to those, that we have to do so much to get back to market. So if we can increment them up and, I guess, ease the pain, if you will, of a huge jump, we've done that the last 3 or 4 years. But this area here did receive some of those jumps previously, but it's still, that area was just so low from a value standpoint. And the sales show that, you know, they're selling for more. They're selling for, at a minimum, $90 a foot. And, you know, going in, those were valued at $50 a foot. Well, I can't leave it at that. I have to push them up. And I could have pushed them more, but I wanted to make sure I had a lot of evidence to support what I had. And that's why they received the value they did.
Does your revaluation area include that area up at 78? It doesn't. You said you stop at 76, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 70, it kind of goes from 76 to 78th Street. So, yeah, you go up to where that Carroll's Corner restaurant is and right. The county shops. I think everything about just about south of that was in the fiscal reappraisal. So that big, huge industrial complex that was just built on the north, or the southwest corner, that was included in our fiscal reappraisal this year. And then we're in the area this year where we're kind of North County now, heading up north. Okay. And hitting the smaller towns. But this is an area, this county area is a hot area, and with access to, you know, St. John's is nice because with the pad now, you have access to 205 and I-5 pretty easily, and so that St. John's area is a desirable area, which is why so much stuff's being built there. It's a good location.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying, but once again, it was just such a huge jump in 1 year, and it kind of sounds like perhaps it should have been increase a little bit higher every year, and then it would not have been such a huge increase at one time. And that was my concern, is which I understand now. Well, I mean, I understand too. I see all these new big warehouses being built everywhere, and I mean, I'm astounded by who's going to occupy all these warehouses. You can only have so many Amazon type tenants in these huge warehouses. But once again, it was just such a huge increase at one time that it's a very difficult pill to swallow. And I do plan increasing the rents. I just, you know, to go from 50 cents to 90 cents a square foot on rent, I'm sure we will be losing some tenants, and maybe we will not. But that is my concern.
Yeah, I completely understand your concern, and we've chatted about this before, you know, about the situation. But I think if your tenants look to what the options are out there, they may not find. I mean, there's just nothing renting for that amount in the market. Maybe if things correct, that could change. But currently, the way things are, it's that's not the case.
Do you see the same type of increases in the triple net leases?
Yes. I mean, usually they're proportional. We've done some studies to try to determine, you know, if it's the same property, you know, leased as a gross versus net, you know, does that relationship kind of stay the same over time? And it expenses are usually a percentage of something. So if those percentages are set in year one, they're going to be similar in year two. But with you know, it's hard. It's really a big generalization, though. I mean, I hate to say it depends. I'm going to be a cop out as an appraiser and say it depends. You know, that's horrible. What a coward I am to say that. But it really does depend on properties. But just the overwhelming number of properties, industrial properties, are leased on that triple net style lease, where those expenses are passed on to the tenant. It's the standard for that type of property, more than any other kind of commercial property, really. It's quite unique to see them leased on a gross lease.
Okay.
you'll see a lot of flex type buildings where there's a, you know, there may be a 100 square foot of building, but there's, you know, like little 5,000 square foot suites that you see. Mm-hmm. And those oftentimes could be rented on a gross lease because they may not have meters at every single one of those, at every single one of those spaces, but these larger buildings that can be metered, the triple net lease is just, that's what happens in the market.
I mean, one of her buildings is only 6,000 square feet. So wouldn't you consider that one of those smaller ones that?
Well, I'm talking about a building where you, like an industrial park that has, you know, it's a one big building, but then it has little suites that are small.
Yeah.
But that be, it's part, I mean, it's part of an overall industrial complex. So they're valued similarly. I don't want to break that one out. I want to kind of value them the same because those type of industrial properties, even regardless of size, are going to typically be valued on a triple net lease because that's how they trade in the market.
Okay. Yeah, I have a small building that's a strip mall and it's like that. They got common utilities. So mm-hmm. you lease them out on a gross basis, but I found the same problem. I mean, everything has gone up so much that the leases will have to go up also.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody's screaming, so now they want to enter into a longer term lease so they don't
lock it. Yeah.
A surprise with them.
Yeah. Yeah, we're seeing longer term. A lot of these newer warehouses are locking in 20 years, which, you know.
Wow. Who can say what 20 years is going to be like?
I know. It's, yeah.
Yeah, unless you have a very stable business, they're not going to lock in for 20 years on Okay, any other questions from anybody?
I don't have any questions.
Nope, I don't have any.
And I don't either. I think I probably beat this to death. But anyhow, that was my premise. And yeah. I just wanted to explain that to you and why I was appealing it.
Yeah, no, I understand totally. Being a landlord myself, I understand totally your problem. That property taxes, well, I mean, it's what, 5 or 6% of your operating costs, so it's a big number.
Yes, it is.
Okay. There's no more questions. I'll close the hearing.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.